Hunter Valley in New South Wales. It's part of a booming industry that now exports 400 million litres of wine a year and sells the same amount again to Australians at home. Sunshine is the key to Australia's fruity style of wine, and there's no shortage of that. But recently, another key ingredient has been lacking. The worst drought in living memory hit the continent last summer, and the forecasts are that this summer could be as bad. Last season's grape harvest was down by half.
That acid will precipitate out.
Philip Laffer is chief winemaker at Jacobs Creek, one of Australia's biggest wine brands. He's touring Asia to promote his new premium range. So how worried is he?
Because we're going into a dry cycle, with or without the other climate change. We have these sort of 50-year cycles in Australia, and we learn to live with them and what have you. On top of that, we had El Nino, so the drought's more severe than normal. But we're not going to go back to the way life was in the 1990s when we were in a wet cycle. So we have to learn to live with it. Yes, there'll be small price increases in time, but if grape prices go up, let's say next vintage, 2008, in the case of red wines, it's going to be 2 years before those wines actually get to the marketplace. So it's not something that's going to happen overnight.
Affordable mass-market wine has been a major success story for Australia. Many brands have been bought up by global drinks firms who have cashed in on world growth in wine drinking. They may now find the economics of the business are changing. No one is predicting a widespread shortage of Australian wines just yet. But prices are definitely going to rise as the industry feels the full effect of the drought. And with a market in Asia and beyond more competitive than ever, wines from down under may be losing some shelf space to their rivals. Marie Goy, BBC News, Singapore.